What's your name?
Jonathan Maron.
How do you spell your name?
J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N-M-A-R-O-N.
Nice to meet you, Jonathan.
Thank you.
So here we are at the Universal Thump. You were playing electric bass tonight.
Yes.
Do you also play upright?
I don't.
Electric. Why electric and not acoustic?
I don't know. From the time I was in seventh grade, I thought it was the coolest thing I ever saw, and I'm just in love with the sound of it. And
perfect. That's a good answer.
I have a small apartment, so.
How long have you been playing bass?
Since I was 12, so.
Oh, you don't have to answer that.
Yeah.
It's halfway through the night, so I'm not entirely on it as it was earlier.
No.
A long time.
30 years.
30 years, wow. Tell me a little bit about how you got involved with Universal Thump. Are you a member of Universal Thump?
I am a member of Universal Thump. I've known Greta since, sometime in the 90s when she came here. Barney McCall and I have played together a lot. And Barney introduced me to Greta. We went to Caravan of Dreams, where she was playing while people were eating raw foods. And we just became friends right away, and I've always loved her music and her arranging and stuff. And I've played on her different records, and I've just been pals for ages.
Somebody was telling me, and I think it was Adam, this is the first time you guys have done a collaborative thing, like with a collaborative, like with other musicians, and something of this sort of size and scope.
Yeah, I mean, it is the first time for me as part of Universal Thump, but Greta's things are always huge. Like, all of her groups have multiple tubas and harp and choreography and sparkles and flashing lights and stuff. So it's impressive, but Greta's usually pretty ambitious, so it's kind of...
Well, you're pretty ambitious yourself. You have a band called The Groove Collective. Does that band still sort of work together?
Yeah, well, this year we've been on a hiatus, but we're actually talking about, it's been almost 20 years since we started, so we're actually going to probably do a new record next year and maybe some kind of a reunion where we get all the kooks together from the far corners to do something again, which could be really fun.
That would be excellent. Anything you want to add about tonight? Are there any particular songs that kind of reach you or touch you in any way that you connect with more than another?
I think, for me, it's honestly the whole record. Like, I'd always known that the record existed, and I knew the really obvious songs, but I never had an excuse to get into it. It just wasn't something that my parents listened to, so, I don't know, all of it. I mean, like, I've really loved getting to know all of the songs, but also to hear, like, all you guys, like, sing. That's been, like, a real treat. It's, like, Amy, we've never done a gig together, so how cool is that?
Pretty cool. What about you? Do you also sing?
You know, at home I do sing.
Yeah, if you had to sing any song in this album, which one do you think you would choose and why?
I think I would rap. No, let me think. What song would I sing? I don't know. I gotta. Can I get back to you on that?
Absolutely. All right, thanks so much, Jonathan Maron.